Well, today we are going to be continuing our theme of finding home. You may have noticed this from all the displays on our PowerPoint, that we are continuing our theme of finding home. The term home can be used interchangeably with God, Spirit, Jesus, compassion, love, just to name a few words. Starting next week, we'll be working to make other people's homes more comfortable by bringing in toiletries to fill the pantry for our pantry guests. There are some items that you can't get with food stamps or at the average pantry. And so next week, we will have a display up here that I hope you will add to. Just bring it right in and put it right up there in between the flowers. Things such as soap, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, deodorant. Oh, okay, scrubbies. I'm getting coached over here. Thank you, Elise. Things to scrub yourself with, whatever they're called. Also, diapers. There is a list in your bulletin currently, and just know that if it's something that you use and it's not food, it's probably something that folks are not having regular access to. So for the next few weeks, we're going to build upon and build upon up here. And I hope when I come back, I'm going to be on vacation next week. So I'm hoping when I come back on the 24th of January, I will see a mountain of toiletries. Okay? So that's your homework for today and tomorrow and the next few weeks. So here's the other thing I wanted to say is the pantry gets access to food through the CNY Food Bank, and we also have started working under the CNY Food Bank with a program called Grocery Rescue. If you're curious about this, come in on a Friday morning. It's complete chaos and it's wonderful. Trader Joe's is working through this food bank with University United Methodist Church, and we get things like breads and bagels and tortillas and naan, and we have pies and cakes and other pastries, croissants and muffins, and we have fresh produce, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. Anything I'm missing, Stark? Oh, we get sandwiches and salads and wraps. Sometimes there's hummus. Sometimes there's cheeses. So just know that our pantry is stocked full of food, and so our shift is going to be at looking at toiletries. All right. Well, thank you so much for your support, and I can't wait to come back and see a huge mound of toiletries up here. So, when I was a little girl, I lived in the pool. I wanted to be swimming in the pool all the time. My babysitter had a pool, my grandparents had a pool, so I was almost always in a swimming pool with friends and my brother and the neighborhood and everything. It was wonderful. And I usually didn't get out until someone said, usually my mom, "Your lips are blue, get out of the water." Or, "You've been in there too long, get out," and they drag me out. Was anyone else like this as a child? Okay, does anyone have children like this or grandchildren like this? Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. And I remember one Saturday night, we had to take a bath on Saturday night to be ready for church on Sunday morning. And I remember one Saturday night, my brother and I were able to convince my mom that the pool was good enough. We didn't need a bath. And we said, "You know what, it's water just like in the bathtub, and the chlorine, you know what, it's sanitizing, so we should be fine. We're fine." And so, you know what, one time she gave in and said, "Okay." She was a single mom, and she probably did not want to argue anymore with two little kids and just wanted to go to bed. But we were so excited because we got more time in the pool and no bath. It was like a dream come true. So not only is water something that we have fun in, like swimming in the pool. How else do we use water? How else, you tell me, what do you use water for? Shout it out. Yes, hydration. For cooking, what else? Laundry. I heard something over here. Dishes, okay. Lots of uses. Ooh. Growing food, yes, yes. And healing people, yes. What else? Swimming, yes. So we have all, yep. Oh. I'm not going there. All right, so we have all different kinds of uses for water. So I haven't heard, I thought I'd hear boating. I didn't hear boating or tubing. Tubing can be water or it can be on the snow, which brings me to what forms does water take? Water takes the form of liquid as water. And what else? Ice and steam. Yes. And I was supposed to show my pictures. Ted, I forgot my pictures up here. All right. And so what other things happen with water? How else is our earth affected by water? What's that? It evaporates. Yes. And I heard someone say grows food, but if we don't have enough rain, it also affects us in that there is drought and then there is not enough food. There's floods. Yes, there are floods. And hurricanes and tsunamis and erosion, which is another thing that water does. Water erodes our earth. And without water, we could not have a rainbow. We need water to have a rainbow. And we also, I'm surprised no one has said it. I heard ice, but I haven't heard anything about snow. And that certainly affects us, doesn't it? When we get snow and blizzards, that affects us too. And here's our tea kettle with steam. As Christians, we also use water in the ritual of baptism. The United Methodist Church has two sacraments. One is baptism, and the second is Holy Communion. Baptism was originally for new believers that would go through the process of learning and reflection in preparation to profess their faith, and then they were baptized. The ritual of baptism shifted as the years went on, and the original first century Christian followers had children. The Christians wanted their babies and their children to be baptized in the faith, and as Europe was afflicted with waves and waves of disease, including the Black Plague, infant baptism became more common. So in infant baptism, parents decide that they would like their children to be part of the Christian community. The Declaration of Faith came with confirmation. That's when confirmation class came in and confirmation within a church. And that's when folks now, if they're baptizing infants, proclaim their faith at confirmation. However baptism occurs, whether it's sprinkling or immersion, water plays the essential part in baptism. Now, some traditions do not baptize infants. Some traditions, even today, baptize only those that will individually proclaim their faith. So there are all different kinds, ways, and all this great stuff to talk about baptism. I could talk about it all day. I think it's a fascinating thing to study. In addition, baptism declares the individual as part of the overall Christian community. The baptism is one way in which we find home. Home in church. Home within a community of faith. Home in a way with God by saying, I'm ready. Today, as we received new members into our church, we had a chance to reaffirm our own baptism and reaffirm our support as a Christian faith community. We received another chance to find home in Jesus Christ. As we look once again at Jesus' baptism, so many senses may be invoked. Now, this is an ancient baptismal font, a little different than the one we have here. But Jesus, as the children said, and as our scripture read, was not baptized with a baptismal font, but in a large body of water. So let's look at the words of Jesus' baptism and all the senses that may come forward. When everyone was baptized, Jesus also was baptized. I imagine hearing the water as the people being baptized moved out and about and in and out of the water, or were submerged, and then when they came out of the water, because Jesus wasn't baptized alone, he was baptized in a community of faith. In addition to hearing this, there was probably the sense of smell of the body of water and of the outdoors. And then the sound of Jesus' voice praying. While he was praying, heaven was opened. What does that look like? Would there be music when heaven opened up? Let's take a moment to silently focus on this image. The image of the heaven opening up. And the Holy Spirit came down on him in bodily form like a dove. Well, what would that look like? Was it a bright light that came down like artists have created for years, for centuries, that bright light? Is that what it would look like? Or would we hear the dove's wings? Would we hear them flapping? Would we hear them flying down, the dove flying down? And would there still be music? And there was a voice from heaven. You are my child, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness. In you I am pleased. Wow. God loves and is proud of Jesus, the ultimate love, the ultimate feeling of home. Baptism was not just for Jesus. God's love was not just for Jesus. God speaks to us in this way too. You are my child, whom I love dearly. In you I am pleased. In you I find happiness. The feeling of being home. You are loved by God. God is pleased with you. God has loved you since the day you were born. God has loved you through your living. God loves you because you exist. We are baptized in the water to say to God, we are believers in Christ and we are ready for whatever that means. And God responds, You are my beloved. Amen.